From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin. In a few minutes, the sights and sounds of opening day at the State Fair of Texas, and a gamer's quest to start a video game museum in North Texas. First, the candidates for governor crossed paths this afternoon in Dallas. They presented their visions for improving public education to one of the toughest audiences in the state, several thousand school administrators. Democrat Wendy Davis reminded them that she filibustered more than $5 billion in school cuts in 2011. She says her top priority is improving school funding and programs.
If the legislature sends me a budget that does not accomplish that goal, I will veto that budget bill, because it is time. It is time for Austin to stop pushing costs down to the local level. It's time to stop imposing more high-stakes testing mandates.
Republican Greg Abbott said he also wants to reduce standardized testing. He says he wants to give local school districts more control over daily operations.
Why is it the state of Texas needs to mandate things like calendars or schedules, or facilities management, or procurement? Much of that decision-making should be done at the local level. I propose that school districts be allowed to exempt themselves from state mandates related to daily operations.
The two candidates will meet in a debate at the KERA studios Tuesday. It airs live at 8 p.m. on KERA 90.1 FM, KERA Television, and at keranews.org. Big Tex is back. So is the petting zoo, the corny dogs, the rides, the car show, and so much more. The State Fair of Texas opened this morning, and Fair Park is hopping. KERA executive producer Jeff Whittington headed out and sends back this audio postcard from opening day.
Howdy, folks. This is Big Tex. Welcome to the State Fair of Texas.
My name is Margaret Castilleja. I'm a ticket taker of your first year at the State Fair of Texas, and I'm already enjoying it. And I'll be back again.
Hi, my name is Emma Allen. I'm from Leesburg, Texas, and I'm here to show my cows a brown Swiss and a Holstein. I have to clean up poo and brush hay out of the aisles.
My name's Bill, and I'm from Dallas, Texas. And I've got the first Fletcher's corny dog at the fair.
Hi, I'm Kathy from Carrollton.
I'm Judy from Carrollton.
I'm Sue from Louisville.
And we're here to try all the fried foods.
Ditto. Yeah.
The state fair opening ceremony happens at 7 on the steps of the Hall of State. General admission to the fair is $17. The State Fair of Texas runs through October 19th. Tomorrow, KERA Television will air American Graduate Day, a live national broadcast highlighting people and programs dedicated to helping kids succeed in school. And success can be measured in many ways, according to the principal of DISD's Barack Obama Male Leadership Academy.
My name is Nakia Douglas, and I'm the proud principal of the Barack Obama Male Leadership Academy, and I'm also a proud graduate of Dallas ISD. As a campus, we qualify as 82% free and reduced lunch. 47% of our young men are considered at risk. Success is relative. Success, when defined by society, when defined by the state, when defined by the district, are our numbers. Academically, we've done pretty well. Within the last 2 years, our average on all of our state STAR exams is 95% and above in all tested areas. But what we really look at in success is how our students are becoming better sons, better siblings, then additionally, what type of stewards they are to their community. It's powerful when I attend events and someone will come up to me and tell me, I met one of the young men from your campus. And the first question I ask, how are they doing? What are they doing? What they need to do? Do I need to speak with them? That series of questions is something that I take ownership of, because these are my sons.
See video at keranews.org and tune to KERA Television starting at 11 a.m. tomorrow for the American Graduate Day national broadcast. Mario, Zelda, and Master Chief have finally found common ground in Texas. The Video Game History Museum has taken its operation to the next level with a permanent home in Texas slated to open in May. Joe Santulli is one of the founders of the Video Game History Museum, and he joins me now for a look into their future digs in Frisco. Joe Santulli, thanks for being here.
Oh, very nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
How big is this collection?
We've never actually had a place big enough to put it all. Let me put it that way. It's all over the country. We've been a traveling museum for years. There's several storage facilities located in Vegas, Texas, New Jersey, Chicago, and New York. If you had to measure it in terms of pieces, we're just estimating tens of thousands of individual pieces.
Wow. When did you guys start building the stockpile?
The three of us that are running this, my partners John Hardy, Sean Kelly, and I, are long-term collectors. Like, we've been doing this since we were teenagers. It wasn't a museum concept when we started. It was our own personal collections. And so, you know, 30 years later, here we are. We finally have a place that we can put everything.
Now, is all of this just going to be for display when the museum is built, or will people be able to actually play and interact with the games?
Yeah, we want the museum to be extremely interactive. It's going to be like, you know, you walk into the arcade section, it's going to be like walking into an 80s arcade. You walk into a section where you're playing games, and it might replicate a bedroom from the 80s where, you know, you have Pac-Man bed sheets and Farrah Fawcett posters hanging up around you. We really want it to be something where you go there and it brings back memories or puts you in the place of somebody that was there when this was all happening.
Now, plans originally called for the museum to be housed in California. I'm wondering why the location change.
Well, I mean, our initial thoughts were, let's put the museum as close to the Computer History Museum as we could, and Silicon Valley being pretty much where the video game industry was born, right? But, you know, as we kind of looked around, we decided that we really want to be in a place where we're going to be most appreciated and most seen. And we kind of like that area north of Dallas there where, you know, it seems to be the middle of the country. It's very accessible. It's a booming area. And it almost seems to me like this era's Silicon Valley.
Are y'all going to hold any special events like, you know, Mario Kart Night or GoldenEye Until You Drop?
Most certainly. I can't stress enough how important that is to us. Like, those old arcades that are gone now were really social centers of their time, and we want to try so hard to bring that back. And we've done little events here and there where we've done things like that. So when we do our traveling museum, we'll occasionally host a Mario Party tournament or, you know, Smash Brothers Melee and try to get people together so that they're sitting on the couch playing and not, you know, online. Anything from monthly events where we draw the local community together to, you know, specialized events where a particular company might want to celebrate the anniversary of a game of theirs, for example.
What's your first memory of playing a video game?
My cousins, they lived about an hour away from us, so we didn't see them a whole lot, but they had one of the first Pong systems I had ever seen. It was on a black and white TV, and it was just a real simple Pong back and forth type of game. And I just remember being so mesmerized with that. I had been a big board game player when I was at that age. I was probably about 12 years old at the time. But of course, my parents wouldn't let me have my own Pong because they saw what happened to my cousin's television set. The fixed images, those lines constantly going back and forth in the same place, had eventually burned an image of Pong into their TV so that no matter, you know, they would watch MASH at night and there was a Pong in the background. So they were like, not until you get your own television set can you have your own game system.
Joe Santulli is one of the founding members of the Video Game History Museum, soon to be housed at the Texas Discovery Center in Frisco. Joe Santulli, thanks for being here.
Well, thanks for having me.
You can listen to an extended version of this conversation at keranews.org. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low around 67. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 86. It's currently 86 degrees in Dallas and 85 in Fort Worth. You can like KERA News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin.